Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The New York Jets. Gangrene. The J-E-T-S Jets. And what a season they're having, huh? What a couple of years they've been having. It's interesting to me that this Jets team, with Aaron Rodgers last year, only won one more game than the Patriots. They were 5-12 last year, and Rodgers played, I think, the whole year. You were certainly not a good team last year, but you weren't much worse than they were. The Jets and that whole thing with Rodgers in the first year when he got injured was, for them, just kind of typical bad Jets luck. But then you saw what they looked like with him. It wasn't much. They've gone all in the draft the last couple of years to try and rebuild their offensive line. And they did that only a couple years removed from what was an all-time moment in New York Jets history, I would say. The 2022 draft, where they're coming off of a brutal draft where they drafted Zach Wilson second overall, which, jeez, that second overall they drafted that kid. That was in 2021. They come back with three first-round picks the next year. Fourth overall, they take Sauce Gardner. 10th overall, they take Garrett Wilson. 26th overall, they take Jermaine Johnson. And then in the second round, Breece Hall at 36th overall. An absolute grand slam of a draft. They had a lot of high picks, obviously, but they hit on almost every single one of them, and they didn't just hit. Gardner and Wilson were the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Now, why am I bringing this up? Mostly just to say that there are a lot of points in the evolution of a team and a franchise where it seems like they got everything figured out. It seems like the future is wide open. They've got the talent. They've got the players in place. They got building blocks. All they got to do is just sort of fill in around these great building blocks that they have at wide receiver and at cornerback. It's not like they drafted a safety and a linebacker or a, you know, guard and a running back. No. This was a wide receiver and a corner. Two of the most coveted positions in all of football, especially in this era, let's be honest here. And they had two of the best. Two of the best. And in that time, since that happened, it's all come undone for the Jets yet again. And there was a moment in 2022, you know, at the end of that year, where it seemed like there was real optimism, like the Jets really had something going. And just wait, because now that the Patriots are out of the way, Josh Allen and the Bills, they're good, but they don't have this kind of young core that the Jets have. And now the Jets are another tragic tale, basically. I mean, we all know what they are. We all watch them.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I know. It's a shame. It really is. It's a shame what's happened to them. My heart bleeds for them. Really, it does. They're back in the, and they made, in 2023, they made a very good pick in Will McDonald. He's been good for them, and he's having another big year this year. One of the bright spots on that defense, coming off the edge. They drafted Fashanu out of Penn State in 2024. They drafted Membu, seventh overall this past year, to try and shore up their tackle positions. Doesn't really seem like it's making much of a difference. I don't know how those guys are playing, but it does seem like Justin Fields is getting sacked an awful lot. And it does seem like he's unable to throw a pass. And it's hard to feel good about the offensive line. Rookies or not rookies, when your starting quarterback can't complete a simple downfield pass. And that's basically where the Jets are right now. The Jets have won a couple games in a row. The last game they won was because of special teams and kick returns. A kick return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown. Very good special teams on the Jets. But when it comes to, you know, playing offense, it's pretty bad. And Wilson's out for the year. Sauce Gardner got traded at the deadline for two first-round picks, which may end up being one of the great fleecings of all time. I'm not even kidding. Move on over there, Herschel Walker. Like, this may be the new big-time fleecing. Who was that running back that they had? It was, I think he was drafted by Cleveland, and they traded him to the Colts, or maybe it was the other way around. What was it? He was picked in the top 10.
Oh, you're not thinking Trent Richardson, are you?
Trent Richardson.
Okay.
You know, that was a big-time fleecing, too. Also involving the Colts. I'm of the belief now that may end up being getting two first-round picks for him when he wasn't really doing much for you here the last couple of years and doesn't seem to be doing too much for him there in Indy so far either. He could be one of those change-of-scenery type of guys. He didn't seem too happy about getting traded there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The reason why I'm bringing all of this up is because these two teams meeting here at this point, after what was to be a renaissance for the Jets 3 years ago, it was, you know, very, very recent, ended up being another disaster, just a disastrous crash and burn. And what's the difference? What really separated these two things? What made it a different story? Why are the Patriots now in the position that they're in? The quarterback. That's it. It's the quarterback. The Jets had a great receiver and a great defensive back. And there are teams out there that have that and aren't very good teams. You know, like there's teams out there that have those building blocks and then are unable to sort of fill in the house around them. You got the foundation. That's a nice foundation. But the rest of the house is really shaky. You got a 42-year-old quarterback for a kitchen. All right. The attic is an offensive line full of rookies. You don't really have much else going on here. You got a good running back, and you still do. A lot of the guys on the defense there ended up getting traded at the deadline. Quinnen Williams out. And the Jets now are sort of this weird zombie skeleton team, kind of just shuffling around, occasionally pulling a win out. These last two games they've won. Seems like they like their coach there, even though they're not winning a lot of games. The highlight of the year so far for them was him dancing down the sidelines and someone setting that to Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was awesome. And that's probably the best thing that's happened to them so far this year. The Patriots, rolling, cruising. The type of turnaround that the Jets can only dream of is happening right now for the Patriots in real time. And for all the talk, well, the Patriots have this easy schedule. The Jets have been awful for years. And they end up with an awful team schedule. And it hasn't really made much of a difference, has it? The Patriots were 4-13 2 years ago. Gerard Mayo inherited a 4-13 schedule, and they went 4-13 again. The schedule only matters if you're good. That's only a talking point if you're good. If you suck, the schedule doesn't matter. And the Jets still suck. And the Patriots, over the course of one offseason, really, were able to bring in the right head coach. I'll say the right draft picks. Even though I think the book is still being written, very much so, on Will Campbell, on Travion Henderson, certainly on Kyle Williams, although that was promising last week. It's not like he had some monster game. He had that one play and that one target. Or was it two targets? I don't remember the other target if there was another one. But, you know, that was it. You're seeing some contributions from some of the other. Craig Woodson, he's a rookie out there. He's performing well. Borogalis, et cetera. Other rookies are performing. So it seems like the Patriots, after, you know, about 5 years of bad drafts, are starting to come around. But think about it. It's been many years of poor drafts, with the exception of, you know, a couple of picks here and there, Gonzalez, May, what have you. And I'm not trying to dismiss that. But the Jets had great drafts. Or a great draft. And then a couple pretty good ones after that. I don't think that they, you know, they've been hitting grand slams left and right. But like I said, you know, Will McDonald's a pretty good player. That was their first round pick in 23. Like, they've been able to get back to the drawing board and try and shore up in the positions that they were weak in. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you ask. And then you just hope you draft the right guy. And they didn't. It doesn't seem like even if you want to say that they did on the tackles and the O-line there, they don't have the quarterback. They just don't. They don't have a guy who can deliver the ball to Wilson. They don't have a guy who can really make other teams respect the passing game enough that they don't have to load up the box and stop Breece Hall, which is what they've been doing. Jets win games by special teams. Meanwhile, the Patriots are winning games all kinds of different ways. Drake May is winning games for them. Their defense is winning games for them. Their special teams, you can say, won games for them. Borogalis hit that 60-yarder. I mean, they've had wins in different ways. It's mostly been Drake May pulling rabbits out of his hat and, you know, making big plays. But he hasn't always been lights out at the end of these games. The defense has had to come on and make big stops, and they've done it. It's really been a nice team effort. You know, you've seen them sort of balance out after all this time. You've seen the Patriots balance out offensively, defensively, special teams to a lesser extent. Everybody contributes. With the Jets, they thought they had it all. They thought they had it all in place. And it didn't even take 3 years before it completely collapsed on itself, which is pretty remarkable. I also do wonder if it's a bit of a cautionary tale, as in the Patriots are looking great right now, obviously, and the Jets haven't reached this kind of heights in a while. But we do believe that there are some pretty thin margins here, don't we? There's other teams that are right there with you. There's some teams that if you had to play them in the first round of the playoffs, like Kansas City or Baltimore or whoever, if they don't rise up out of the doldrums that they're in and end up being a wild card team, that could end up being a much bigger challenge than maybe you'd think. And Vegas, as we talked about at length last night, still doesn't really believe in the Patriots as a legitimate Super Bowl team. They just don't. They have them outside the top 10. They have them behind 4 or 5 teams in just the AFC, including several teams that they've outplayed and have significantly better records than, let alone the teams that they have the same records as, Colts and the Broncos, both ahead of them, too. And I think they should be using that. I don't know if Mike Vrabel is all about the disrespect and the press clippings and all that stuff like Belichick used to be. One of the things, again, that I loved about Bill, which, again, I know is against the law to say you like anything about Bill, but I did love how he would do that. How he would always say, you know, this is what they're saying. They're planning their parade route, all that crap. I ate it right up. Oh, God, did I ever. And I wonder if Rabel's doing that, because there's not really a lot of other fodder. really, you know, you're not getting a lot nationally, locally. There's not really much criticism to be levied against this team that just going out there and kicking everybody's ass. Bad teams, good teams, doesn't matter who it is. But for some reason, the experts, the sharps, the wise guys, they don't believe in you. Why don't they believe in you? What haven't you shown them yet? Go out there and show them today. You know, that's one way to keep them motivated. And meanwhile, the Jets are back in a rebuild. All that to say this, trap game. Trap game tomorrow night. Don't fall into the trap, Patriots. Do not fall into the trap. That's an easy team to overlook, I know. But it's not like you got some big game coming up. You got another easy team to overlook coming up after that, and then the week after that, too. So just don't lose focus here. It's the Jets. They've been worse than this, and they've given you tough games when you were better than this. So just let's, you know, stay focused. And I have no doubt that Mike Vrabel's going to be able to do that.
It's a trap.
I still think the Jets will score on the first drive, though. They'll have that first drive touchdown, and then, you know, maybe like 56-7 after that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.